Today's the day. Voters are heading to the polls to decide who will become Wisconsin's next state Supreme Court justice. It's Tuesday, April 7th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Happy to have you here on this Tuesday. There's a lot going on today. The Board of Regents will meet today to consider firing the Universities of Wisconsin System President, and Governor Tony Evers celebrates a new PFAS law by visiting families near La Crosse who've been dealing with contaminated water.
It makes the big problem we face a little bit smaller and a bit more manageable.
Stay with us.
My name is Martin Anderson. I'm the owner with my husband.
Edgar Anderson, co-owner of Fergorn Isle.
On Washington Island.
Ever since we've been using WPR, it's proven to be the right choice, especially when we asked our customers, how did you hear about us? Always has been, we heard that on the radio, and that's why we continue to use WPR as a sponsorship program.
Connect with Wisconsin and grow your business. Visit WPR.org/sponsor.
Polls open at 7 this morning as Wisconsinites will cast ballots in another state Supreme Court race. Conservative Maria Lazar is running against liberal Chris Taylor for a 10-year term. Both are judges on the State Court of Appeals. Voter registration is allowed until polls close at 8 tonight. Absentee ballots need to be returned by that time in order to be counted. Megan Wolf is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
If you want to find your polling place, check your voter registration status, see a sample of your ballot, all of those things can be done at myvote.wi.gov.
The race will determine whether progressives maintain or grow their majority on Wisconsin's highest court. According to the state, voters are also weighing in on a host of local races and referenda. Governor Tony Evers signed a pair of bills yesterday that will push out $133 million in funding to address PFAS contamination. As Hope Kerwin reports, the governor celebrated the signing by visiting families near La Crosse who are dealing with contaminated private wells.
Town of Campbell residents have been on bottled water for 5 years after widespread PFAS contamination was discovered in their private wells. It's one of the communities that could benefit from $80 million in community grants under the newly signed legislation. Resident Peter Davison says he appreciates state leaders' work to get the bills over the finish line.
It makes the big problem we face a little bit smaller and a bit more manageable.
Evers signed the PFAS legislation after years of back and forth with Republican lawmakers. The two sides came together earlier this year on a compromise to protect farmers and other landowners from being penalized for contamination they did not cause. Speaking with reporters Monday, Evers celebrated the legislation as progress toward addressing PFAS. But he said more work is needed to prevent future contamination. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents will meet today to discuss whether to fire UW President Jay Rothman. The meeting was announced days after letters were made public from Rothman to the board, in which he said he had been asked to resign or be fired. In the letters, he declined to resign. In a statement released yesterday, Regents Board President Amy Bogost said the board has been meeting with Rothman for months about his annual review. Bogost said UW stakeholders have a responsibility across the statewide university system, and that Tuesday's meeting is, quote, to consider next steps with that responsibility firmly in mind. Rothman has been the president of the UW system since 2022. Before that, he was a CEO at a Milwaukee law firm. A federal judge will not allow for a new trial after a former Milwaukee County judge was convicted of impeding immigration enforcement. A jury found Hannah Dugan guilty of a felony late last year. That's after she helped a man avoid immigration agents by leading him through a side door of her courtroom last spring. Earlier this year, her attorneys filed motions asking for Dugan to be acquitted or for her to be allowed to stand for a new trial. U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman denied both of those requests in an order published yesterday. In a statement, Dugan's legal team says they continue to maintain her innocence. They said they plan to file an appeal. Dugan resigned from her judgeship following her conviction. A date for her sentencing has not yet been set. The union representing public school teachers in Milwaukee is calling out recently announced staff cuts approved by the school board. Evan Casey has the details.
Milwaukee Public Schools announced plans in March to cut around 260 positions. The goal is to help reduce a $46 million budget gap. Around 200 non-classroom staff positions were cut, including 59 assistant principals and 70 jobs in the central office. Other vacant positions were permanently closed, but the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association is calling on the school board to reverse the decision. Ingrid Walker-Henry is a president of that union. She says the cuts will impact students.
We as parents, as students, as workers are really just demanding that the board stop, they intervene.
MPS Superintendent Brenda Caselius says many staffers who lost jobs could be shifted to classroom teaching positions. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a new report highlights the ongoing struggle to retain teachers. Stay with us.
It's easy to connect with WPR through our website, WPR.org. Click on About WPR to give us your feedback, send in news tips, or contact our staff. Join one of our online communities through Facebook or subscribe to a program podcast. WPR.org. We're not just on your radio.
And finally, nearly one-third of people who complete teacher training never even enter the classroom in Wisconsin. And as Joe Schultz reports, nearly half of the people who do become teachers end up leaving the profession within 8 years.
A new report from the State Department of Public Instruction highlighted ongoing challenges retaining teachers even as overall staffing levels remain relatively stable. The report says about 30% of the people who complete training to become a teacher either leave the state or do not join the profession. The report also says about 52% of teachers were still working in classrooms by their eighth year on the job. State Superintendent Jill Underlee says low pay means some teachers have to work second jobs to stay in the profession.
We're asking a lot of these individuals to work multiple jobs when a job like teaching is so important and so highly valued in our communities.
She also says it's hard for districts to address the issue due to a lack of state funding. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, we'll end the show with a quick check of your forecast. Mostly sunny, but pretty cold today, with highs only getting into the 30s and 40s. Pretty light winds across the state as well. Wind speeds will pick up overnight. It'll be cloudy with lows in the 20s and 30s. Could see a wintry mix across a good portion of the state. Scattered showers in western and southern Wisconsin tonight. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Glad you could join us. And of course, thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.